as Roger and Mary were toiling the length of a hot summer's day, all raking and sweating and broiling and shaking and turning the hay. Quoth Roger, I prithee, dear Mary, let's lay us down under this cock, for I do begin to be weary, and there let us take a sweet nook. But first they examine the bottle before they begin to repose, and Mary was scrathing his noddle, and he was got under clothes. Good faith, quoth he, Mary, I'll tell thee, 'tis woundy full heart in this place, for thou art in all of a jelly, as plain as the nose on my face. Quoth Mary, to help out the matter, the weather is hot, you know that. Besides, I am plumper and fatter than Sarah, that little starved rat. In all the hard frost, I can tell thee, the very same slippery place was never without a great jelly, as plain as the nose on your face. I thought the low countries, quoth he, then was all the time frozen, I'll swear. But you were mistaken, quoth she, then the devil of frost e'er came there. When all elsewhere was frozen from rowing, and in a most pitiful case, that always was open and flowing, as plain as the nose on your face. I'm sure yet, quoth Hodge, it's all boggy, a quagmire like shivering ground, and still it is fulsome and foggy, and forever the place may be drowned. Quoth she, if a sot have commended, the country may come to disgrace, and drown for a time notwithstanding, as plain as the nose on your face. As all this time Mary was groping and fumbling about Roger's head, the slurs began for to open the gates of themselves they did spread. God's bobs, then quoth Robin, I'll tell it, and swear to it in any place. The low country's drowned, I do smell it, as plain as the nose on my face. Then Roger his courage did rally, and manfully fell to his work, and at the main breach made a sally, and plied on his thrust like a Turk. But Roger, alas, was confounded, the breach was so deep at that place, that poor Roger quickly was drowned, as plain as the nose on his face. When Mary had found the disaster, that Roger could do no more work, for Hodge decayed faster and faster, and sneaking away he did lurk. For which she was wondrous civil, she would not the lobcock disgrace, but bid him go pack to the devil, as plain as the nose on his face.